Hey, Joanne and Stacy, this is Drew. Following up with the call I made earlier. It's just been a crazy day. It might be a little bit late, and if I am, then no worries, but I just thought I'd call just in case you haven't done the show yet and let you know just a few of my thoughts. I'm not going to go into too much detail because it's late and, you know, you're probably putting the show together. But, okay, first of all, I thought it was kind of interesting how they decided to group them and the younger men, the older men, younger women, and the older women. And I thought that, I don't know, it's kind of smart just because it's different and it mixes things up and it gave us some surprising results. You know, for some reason, I don't know why, but I just picked the older men to lose the immunity challenge. I don't know what it was. I just got a feeling. And of course, that wasn't right, and it was the older women. And then I was expecting them, you know, maybe they made it seem like that, but I was really expecting them to vote off Siri instead of Tina, just because she didn't seem like she was really doing the whole outdoors thing and really enjoying it. I mean, she was afraid to help build the shelter because of things that might be under leaves. I mean, like, I know what she was talking about, but it's just like, come on. But I thought that Ruth Murray was very smart to sit back and let Tina take the leadership role, and I think that Ruth Murray is actually already emerging as one of my favorites because she just seems level-headed. She seems like she knows what's going on in the game, like what kind of game she wants to play, and it seems like she could, if she's smart, which I think she is, then she could do pretty well. And yeah, Melinda didn't really do anything, so I don't really know what to think about her. She's just kind of there, and she's just kind of annoying. And I wonder what kind of singing she does to have that as her occupation, because I don't know. But I thought that they were kind of stupid to get rid of Tina, just because I think she would have been a huge asset. I think she was strong, and I think she was smart. I mean, maybe she was abrasive to some of them. Maybe she was loud, but I thought that she was a workhorse, and if nothing else, that's not a very complimentary term, I guess, but if nothing else, she could get a lot of work done. I mean, they could do it, yeah, but with her around, it would get done a lot more efficiently, maybe. She did say a lot of stupid things. They gave her a chance to, you know, not back herself into a corner in tribal council, and she did it anyway, so maybe she asked for it. The younger guys, I always like when there's younger guys who are really cocky and then they turn out to be kind of idiots. So far, they're not disappointing. I'm not liking Bobby. He seems really, really arrogant. I mean, he's talking about the Beefcake tribe, of which he's the charter member and president, and I thought that was tacky. And he seems distant and disinterested in the rest of the tribe. And, I mean, the other guys were going along with Eris's funny thing. And it's funny, you guys talk about Peter from Marquesas, and that is, like, my favorite season, and I don't even remember... I'm going to have to go back and look at that website and refresh my memory because it's weird I don't remember that. So yeah, the younger guys are kind of idiots and that's what happens. The younger girls are kind of interesting. I don't really know what to think about all of them yet. I thought that Misty was kind of grasping for straws and she was thinking that Jeff's clue was behind and so it meant it was behind where they were standing. Maybe... Like you said, in the editing, something was lost, and there were more clues that we didn't hear, but I thought that was a stretch, and it seemed to me like she should have been doing something more proactive or looking more thoroughly, but I don't know. We'll see. It was kind of an interesting strategy of her. She didn't come out and say that she found it, but she implied that she did, so depending on how they take that, it could be no big, because if they keep winning, then no worries. Yeah, and that sea turtle thing was really weird. Like, she was getting all, Courtney was getting all emotional about it, and I was like, I mean, it's sad, but it's, I don't think it was fate. I don't think it was a sign. I think it was, you know, a dead animal washed up on the shore. Anyway, the older guys also seem kind of interesting. I think Shane is going to lose it. I think the potential is either he could quit, or that they could just get rid of him because he's dead weight and he's irritable. I mean, it really could go any way. I just think it's crazy that he went on there without doing something to So yeah, I think that Shane could either lose it, or they'll get rid of him, or I don't know. I think he was I think he was just crazy to not do something to get past, I don't know, those first stages of detox before he went onto the island. I mean, that is really cold turkey, and I don't know. I have never been a smoker, so I don't know exactly what it's like, but from what I understand, it's not going to be too much fun, so I think that was kind of stupid of him. The other older guys, I kind of reserve judgment on. They kind of made Bruce look like a jerk, like he was really bossy and annoying, and I don't really think that he is, although, you know, how could I know? I just didn't get that feeling from him, except I had the editing. Dan and Terry just seemed like a bunch of old guys, like, sitting around, you know, comparing battle scars and stuff. I don't really know if they're going to amount to a whole lot. I don't know. I think that, I mean, they obviously performed pretty well, and so, I don't know. I feel a lot better making judgments about them now than I did during the pre-show, you know, judgment call, but I think that it's just going to kind of be an interesting season. I mean, I agree with you that there's going to be a merge before long, if not this week, then next week, and I don't know if that's just unnecessary drama, having four tribes to start with, or I don't know. I like that they're kind of mixing it up. The Exile Island thing, oh, I should say that I think that that twist about being able to use the immunity idol at any time, including after the votes are cast, I think is an awesome twist. And I think, I don't know exactly what Stacey had interpreted it as, but I agree with Joanne, who I think said that it's pretty much, you can use it once, and you can use it any time up until the vote. I don't remember what you guys were confused about, but it seems pretty clear to me. Maybe I need to listen to it again. So anyway, I thought it was, I mean, Tina from the start was kind of dumb. Like, when they were waiting for Ruth Marie to come back from crashing the skulls, like, she was doubting her ability to crack the skulls open. She was like, you really need to crack it. And I was like, I think that she's going to be capable of, like, breaking open a phony skull, you know what I mean? Anyway, I really like the show, and I look forward to it next week. Maybe this is some time for your feedback show, and maybe not. And whatever the case, I'll talk to you guys later. And I may have forgotten something, and if I have a point I wanted to make, I'll just put it on your comments or something and say it next week. Okay, I hope you have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye.